Our next speaker, Ken Adamo, is a man who needs no introduction. He has extensive trial and appellate experience, and he's been doing this conference for, I think, the last 28 years.
Since day one. Scary thought, huh? How many generations of patent people have I destroyed? You're going to be the first new one. Okay. You got me well hooked up here? Yes, good. Okay, here's the deal. Back in the day, I used to be given a lapel mic and I could wander the audience freely and have some fun. And then a couple of years ago, the electronics caught up to me and I was driving the poor people in the back so nuts trying to track me and the cameras around the room that the deal now is I have to sit. I hate doing this from a sitting position, just so you know, okay? And yes, I am part of the entertainment, not the entertainment program next door, but I am part of the entertainment. All right, so here's how this works. I've got a deck that will go through and get as far as we can get. I'll call the slide numbers out so you can track them back later if you'd like to. This is the presentation deck. The real deck is what you'll find in the materials, and the real deck is ridiculously long, covers a bunch of subjects that the small one doesn't cover. So let's talk about what we're gonna talk about. This is not gonna be a soup to nuts presentation. We're not gonna talk about preambles, transitional terms, construing claim terms narrowly to preserve validity, design patents, reference numerals and claims, negative conditional limitations, although that was a pretty interesting subject, but we talked about that last year. Mixed application method claims and indefiniteness. We're not talking about that. But my old favorite has really come to the fore this year. So we're going to be talking about the, and, or, wherein, and including. There's all kinds of brand new case law on that, which I'm sure you'll just find fascinating. We will talk about some of the old standbys, means plus function, prosecution disclaimer, forfeiture of construction, O2 micron, and product by process limitations. But we'll probably talk about the war between two of our former United States Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit judges about who had the right law about product by process. So let's start. How many people do IPR work here? No, hi, I gotta be able to see them. I'm old, come on, way up. Okay, you guys gotta really pay attention because your world is getting even more screwed up by the minute. And it's not just because of the Federal Circuit, it's because different IPR panels don't seem to be able to go in the same direction. And that's what we're gonna start with. A number of PTAB decisions, so this is three, speak to whether a petitioner is required to provide a specific claim construction as part of his or her petition. The rules seem to say the answer is yes. You want to file a petition that is proper, you have to give a construction. The law, however, and the different PTAB groups and their reporting don't necessarily come out the same way. So let's look at a couple of them quickly. Apple versus Smart Mobile Technologies, the issue was they didn't propose an express claim construction petitioners. What happened? The panel said, we're not persuaded that petitioner needs to provide and express construction for the claim term. The claim term happened to be dynamic conversion in order to comply with the requirements of, and then they read out a particular part of 37 CFR, which relates to petition requirements for an IPR. And they go on to say, nor are we persuaded that petitioner's position that this term is indefinite in a parallel district court proceeding is fatal to its petition. Other slides, 55, for example, you'll see this is going to come up often. I dare anybody here to read 42.104B3 and not come to the conclusion that you're supposed to give a definition of claim terms in your petition. All right, ResMed, this is five. Another situation challenging this. Here, the board panel said, we disagree that Rule 42-104B or the CTPG, Consolidated Trial Practice Guide, requires the petitioner to make any specific statement if it takes the position that no express construction of claim terms is required.